Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nathan Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and pray before him. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, God, we call on you right now, Lord, to stop by here during this broadcast. Lord, we pray right now that you will send a blessing and that you let the blessing overtake each one of us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will strengthen us and encourage us, Lord. We pray, God, that you will take control of this broadcast and have your way. Lord, send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Anoint the speaker, Lord Jesus, and let the word go through each ear and through every heart, Lord. Oh, my God, and help us to take heed to the things that we hear from you. Lord, not our will, but we want your will to be done. We are praying, Lord God, that you will help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, oh God, before we make any decisions or before we do anything. Help us, Lord, to come to you and acknowledge you, oh God, and to wait for an answer. Oh, blessed Savior, work on us, oh God. Make us what you have us to be. Teach us, oh Lord, more patience. Oh my God, we are down here waiting on you, and without you we can do nothing. We need you to move in our behalf, oh God. We need you to fight our battles for us, my God. We need you to send help, oh Lord Jesus, because we are being attacked on every side, and we need your protection all around us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Right now, we call on you, Jesus. Please have mercy and stop by, Lord. We pray, God, that you will save souls through this ministry. Lord God, let everyone listening receive a blessing tonight. Oh, God, those who don't know you, please, Lord, make yourself known unto them. Manifest your powers, oh God. Work miracles and work wonders in the midst of the people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you'll remember those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, oh God. Move in miraculous ways. Touch, Lord, heal and forgive. Lord, save to the uttermost. Reclaim the backsliders in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you, and we're ever looking unto you to work out our situations. We bring all of our burdens, all our problems to you, and we cast them on you, my God, because we know that you care for us and that you will take care of us, Lord, that you promise never to leave us, neither to forsake us. And we're leaning and depending on you, my God. We are standing on your promises because we know, Lord, that you will keep every promise. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask, Lord, that you anoint the speaker tonight. Oh, God, touch, Lord Jesus, and give strength. Lord, remember the leaders of the world. We pray, God, that you will intervene and that you'll rebuke the corruption, Lord God. Rebuke all the things, the evil in every place, Lord Jesus. We know you are able right now, oh God, and remember the leaders of the church. Lord God, bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Teach them, Lord, how to do your will, my God. Teach them how to minister to the congregation. Lord God, give them the love and the concern for souls, oh Lord Jesus. We know you are able, my God. Bind Satan on every side.
Bring
that unity, Lord, Bring us together, knit our hearts in love, and help us, oh God, to go forth and to do your will. We believe you tonight, Lord Jesus. Remember the bereaved families, Lord. Comfort and console them and all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We believe, Lord, that you've heard our prayer, and we believe we have the petition and the prayer request that we've asked in this prayer tonight. And we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of your goodness and your mercy.
Thank
you for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, though we're not deserving of it. We thank you for your grace toward us. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for lifting our burdens and for encouraging our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength we need, oh, God, in the time of need. We thank you for seeing about us and for taking care of us. You're always looking out for us, oh, God, and we thank you right now. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 13th number of Psalms. How long will thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long will thy hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 13th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Sharon. And thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title 1, Swollen 1 is O-N-E. This is the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer. You can go to 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Mary Anderson in prayer, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Steve Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Christine Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, the Breathe Darius family, the Breathe Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond, and on our youth prayer list, we want to continue to pray for India West, Eric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Steve and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may render us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity. I'm going to ask you to pray with me as I sing this song, the song that the Lord keeps laying on my mind and my heart, like seems like every day. I sing it all day. I make a vow to the Lord. I make a vow to the Lord. I promise him I'll go every step of the way. I make a vow to the Lord. Did you make a vow to the Lord? Did you make a vow to the Lord? Did you promise him you'll go every step of the way? Did you make a vow to the Lord? Sometimes, oh, Satan, he gets on my track. Don't you know he's tried so many times to turn me back, but I know I've got to go on and stand up to my test. For I made a vow early one Sunday morning. I went down on my knees to the Lord. I made a vow to the Lord. I make a vow to the Lord. I promise him I'll go every step of the way. For I make, oh yes I did a vow, oh yes I did, I made early one Sunday morning a vow, oh yes I did, I made a vow to the Lord.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And just thank God for the prayer, for the opening scripture that was read by Sister Cheryl. I can say with truth that that song, I mean, yesterday I was thinking and I even said to the Lord, help me not to make a vow and don't keep it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Today, hearing that song, it just lets you know how serious making a vow to the Lord is. If you don't intend to keep that vow, don't make it. Don't take this lightly. Glory to God, because when you make a vow to the Lord, you are obligated to keep that vow. Lord, glory to God. I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. And I thank the Lord because my heart was touched and just how the Lord's been dealing with me about the vow. It's a commitment.
Yes,
it is. Like when you decide to get married, that's a lifetime commitment. But people take it lightly. They get mad. They go their separate ways. Covenant.
Yes.
This is a promise that you make before God and man. And
amen.
When you're making a vow to the Lord, this is a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. It's no, well, I can't do it anymore. No, you are committed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's just the way it is. You commit it. Amen. Yes. And they say in there, for better or for worse, well, however things turn out, if things get really bad, you're trying to keep this style, you just got to go on. Amen. For better or for worse. Praise the Lord. And know this, when you strive to keep that vow, hallelujah, God will come and he will take care of you. He will help you in the time of need. That psalmist, he began to feel like God had forgotten about him. After how long? Forever? Yes. Oh, glory to God. It does seem like he's not going to show up at times. It seems like he's taken a long time to answer our prayers. Yes. Oh, praise God. He has not forgotten about us. No, he will. And he will take care of us. Amen. And you know, the enemy, they do start rejoicing like, oh, where is your God? You've been praying all this time, and God ain't showed up yet. God didn't move for you yet. He's not going to do it. And, you know, they just try to make you feel like you shouldn't even trust God. God has not forgotten. Hallelujah. He will never forget about his people. He will take care of them. He'll be there. And in the meantime, you just have to talk to your soul. You just have to encourage yourself. And the latter part of that psalm, he said, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Even though it seemed like I'm abandoned, it seemed like you're not coming to see about me. It seemed like you're taking a long time. I'm just going to go ahead and trust your mercy. I choose to trust your mercy. I choose to rejoice in thy salvation. And not only that, but I will sing unto the Lord. Why? Because the Lord has dealt bountifully. Amen.
Yes.
God has been good to us.
Yes, indeed.
So we don't have any reason to stop or slow down or slack up just because he didn't answer that prayer just yet. Amen. Just because God hasn't answered, it doesn't mean he won't answer.
Amen.
He's just taking his time to answer when he's ready.
Amen.
God, but I feel good down in my soul, and my soul is stirred. And I want to take this time now to present the speaker for this evening, and let us turn our hearts and minds toward hearing from the Lord tonight. Let's open our hearts and receive the word of God. But God has been sending his word to us over the airwaves, and those of you who are listening, thank God for you. God has something for you. So whenever you tune in, expect to hear from God. Expect a blessing from the Lord. This is not a time where you don't have to just sit there. If you want to clap your hands while the singing is going on, if you want to praise the Lord, if the Lord is moving on you, don't hold back.
Amen.
But go forth in the Lord. You might be at home wherever you are, but go forth where you are and give God the glory. Praise the Lord. So at this time, without further ado, I will introduce to you the speaker on tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and let us pray with her and for her as she comes forth to minister the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that invocation. Thank the Lord for that presentation. We thank God for the song that was sang. I made a vow unto the Lord, and I believe every born-again believer in Christ that made a vow that was ever received the Holy Ghost, you made a vow unto the Lord. I know I did. I can speak for myself. I made one. And I'm determined to keep the vow that I made before the Lord. I just thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the song that went up before you. We thank you for the scripture, for the remarks, for the exhortations, and for the words of encouragement. We pray that you continue to bless, that you will touch us tonight, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Let some soul be blessed tonight. Let some soul be encouraged, strengthened. Let somebody be healed and delivered through your word. In the name of Jesus, we know that out able, we believe you. We thank you in faith. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. We heard some of this word on today on the Prayer Works Ministry. Coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen, she preached on this afternoon, and I enjoyed the word of God. But we're going to go here to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. We're going to begin reading with verse 5. And it reads, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and shew us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Praise the Lord. We thank God for his word. The Lord was speaking, and he said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." And going over to the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter, and we're going to begin reading with verse 4. "Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The Lord, my title tonight, fear not, and my theme, for God is with us. God is with his people. When Jesus gave his life and died on Calvary's cross, rose again. He sent us the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom the Father sent, that we might receive Christ on the inside, that Spirit of God that lives on the inside. Glory to God. And once you receive Christ in your life, he lives, stays there, dwells there. The Bible said, for I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee always, even to the end of the earth. Praise the Lord. The Lord is with us, so we don't have to fear. The devil will bring fear upon you and cause you to anticipate danger. Glory to God. The devil will use words to cause you to fear. He will use threats to cause you to fear. But the word of God in the Bible is telling us tonight, fear not. We don't have to be afraid because the Lord is with us. We don't have to be dismayed. For the Lord said, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord will help us. Sometimes we may feel cast down, but the Lord will help us. The Lord will come to our aid. He'll come and rescue us. The Bible lets us know that a man shall be as a hiding place. Glory to God, we can go to the Lord and he will hide us. We don't have to be dismayed. We don't have to be disencouraged, but we can look to the God of our salvation, the one that brought us out of sin, the one that filled us with his Spirit. God is on our side. Fear not today. People of God, brothers and sisters, those of you that have been born again, don't fear the devil. I don't care how he threats us. I don't care what he says to try to make us be afraid. But we can trust in our God. We can look to the God of our salvation. We can go to God because he is our refuge and he is our strength. He is a very present help in trouble tonight. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you're being tried. But God, I said God is with us regardless of what the test is, regardless of what the situation is in our life. But God is with us. Don't be afraid. Don't anticipate the danger. Realize that God is on our side. He will fight the battle for us. Hallelujah. The Bible said the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs unto the Lord. We can trust in the Lord, and he will work it out. He will fix that situation. He said, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee from the right hand, with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. All those who had something against you, all those who was incensed against you, God is letting us know he's going to confound them. He's going to make them ashamed. Hallelujah. God has done that. He's done it for us. And I thank God for what he has done. The psalmist said, I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt with me bountifully. God has worked the work in his people. God had made a way ground. Trouble was all around. Anguish and the devil tried to make us doubt the Lord. But here by Jesus stepping right in, coming like a rushing wind. Hallelujah. He came right on time. We don't have to be dismayed. The devil and his angels rising up against us want us to give up. He has even tried our very salvation, our very faith in God. But hallelujah, the Lord came to our rescue. The Lord came to our rescue. He delivered us right on time. He gave us the victory over the devil. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it tonight. The God I serve is a righteous God. He will uphold us with his right hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. His hand is righteousness. Hallelujah. He's going to confound the devil. He's going to cause them to be confused. He's going to cause them to be ashamed. They will have to say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do what I did to you. I didn't mean to say what I said unto you. I didn't mean to treat you like I did. Hallelujah. They'll be ashamed of themselves. Glory to God. The word of God said, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. You're going to look for them and you ain't going to find them. They ain't going to be there. The Bible says they shall be as nothing. Glory to God. Those who rose up against you, those who became ashamed, those who became confounded, hallelujah, they shall be as nothing. And they that strive to be shall perish. The ones that's fighting us, the ones that's coming against us, the word of God said they shall be as nothing. They shall perish. Hallelujah. Because God is with us. He promised he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. I thank God today because God is with his people. For God has promised in his word that he would be with us even to the end of the world. Verse 13 says, for the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Sometimes we look for this one and we look to that one to come and help us, but they can't help. Hallelujah. And they won't help as long as everything is going all right with them. They ain't got time to be bothered with you and your testing, your trial. But God said, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. And if God is holding our right hand, we have nothing to worry about. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Glory to God. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. waters in, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Glory to God. When the Lord deliver, when the Lord sends help, glory to God, and he hold us with his righteousness, we shall rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. I thank God tonight. God is righteous, and he's going to do that which is right. And whatever he said he's going to do in his word, God will do. We don't have to be afraid. In the psalmist, the 27th number of Psalm, said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. God didn't let them prosper, though an host should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Glory to God, the Lord is the my life. Whom shall I fear? We don't have to fear. God is on our side. If you got God on your side, who can be against you? He's more than all the world against you. God is a deliverer. He said, you're going to be as nothing. Those that try to come against you, those who was incensed against thee, they're going to be ashamed, and they're going to be confounded. And those that strive with thee shall perish. That's some now. Right now, the devil is striving with us. He's trying his best thing and work his work. But the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. God will condemn you. Hallelujah. When you think you got something going on against this one, against that one, God will condemn you. Hallelujah. And he will come to our rescue and work it out. The songwriter said, Jesus can work it out if you let him. I got news for you. The Lord said, I am with you. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be anticipate any danger, because God is with us, and he knows how to work everything out all right. I just know that God will do it. The scripture says in Psalm 118, verse 6, said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? What can man do unto us? He can't do no more than God allows. He can kill the body, but he can't kill the soul, because God is holding us with his righteousness. He said, he will hold thy right hand. Glory to God. By faith, I believe that God is holding my right hand. The Bible says he will lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. He'll guide our footsteps in the word of God. I believe him tonight. I take him at his word, knowing that God cannot lie. He is a righteous God. the word of God, because every word of God is right, and God will do just what he said he would do. Fear not, brothers and sisters, for God is with us. He will take us through. If you have to go down through the valley, the Lord will take us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just look to the Lord and take him at his word. Believe on him. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 said, fear God and keep his commandment. Never mind the commandments of the devil. Never mind the commandments of men, worldly men. Glory to God, they'll have you going in the wrong way. They'll lead you down a path of destruction. But if you let God direct your path, he will lead you in the way of righteousness. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. Fear not, for God is with us. He that fears has not been made perfect in love. We got to love God. Amen. Keep his commandments. We don't have to fear. Not when you know that the Lord is on your side. And not when you know what God said in his word. A lot of people give up and throw in the towel and turn around and go back and give up. They break their vow. Why? Because they don't know what the word of God said. Read the word of God. He fears thou not, for I am with thee. Read the word. The word will speak to you. The word will let you know. You don't have to go off of what people imagine in their mind, what they think, their opinion. What do the word of God say? The Lord promised us he wouldn't leave us, and neither would he forsake us. But he will be with us always, even to the end of the world. So don't go by what people say and what their opinion is. Go by the word of God. When the devil tells you you can't, go to the word of God. When the devil tells you the Lord is not with you, go to the word. He's telling you he's with you. And he promised us he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us. Go to the word of God and let the word of God speak to your soul, because surely he will speak and he will encourage his people and let them know that he of a truth is with you. Praise the Lord. At this time, there may be somebody that the devil has been trying, and he's been trying and talking to you and saying all kinds of things, trying to make you doubt, trying to make you give up. But you don't have to. After hearing this word tonight, all you have to do is take God at his word. And if you don't know him tonight, you can get to know him. You can try him for yourself. As we bow our heads, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence once again, thanking you for your word, thanking you for another chance to seek your face and to call upon you. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Help us to take you at your word. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but help us to acknowledge you in all our ways. Help us to read your word, to study thy word, to shew thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Help us, O Lord, to stand on the word of God. Help us not to fear. Help us not to be afraid of the devil. Help us not to be afraid of his word. Help us, O Lord, when he come against us to avenge us. Have mercy, O Lord. Touch us, O Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through and to overcome his devilish ways. Help us, O Lord, to stand. Continue to hold us in the hollow of thy hand and lead us on, O Lord. Look upon those souls that don't know you. We pray that you touch them right now, that you give them a mind to come to you, that you help them to humble themselves and seek your face. Call upon your name. Draw nigh unto you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Creator, aim to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Bind every evil work, everything that come up against us. We pray that you bind it tonight. Help us, O Lord. We want to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. We want to do your will, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Help us to take you at your word. Help us not to fear in the name of Jesus. For we know that you said in your word that you are with us. And we trust your word. We take you at your word. And we believe you. And we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the service all day long. All day long. Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Help us, O Lord.
For his anointing. I thank God for, I'm so encouraged. Yes,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. And I thank him for his touch. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank him for the moving of his spirit, for the outpouring of his spirit. And I just want to encourage the banners may continue. Just let God have his way and do what he wants to do. That word came tonight. This was God encouraging us. He's letting us know we don't have to fear.
Fear not, for God is with us. He is with us. He has not forgotten us, neither has he forsaken us, but he is with us. And if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Who can be against us? Glory be to God. I thank God once again for this beautiful message on tonight. And I just want to encourage you to just take it in for yourself. Amen. I tell you, the Lord truly cares about his people to send his word to us, to encourage us that we have nothing to fear. But just trust in the Lord and know that he truly is with us. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. God bless.
Amen. I pray the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Coming through evangelists, Maybell, thank God for that anointing. Thank God for the anointing and also the prayer. Fear not, for God is with us. And I love those passages of scripture saying we are his witnesses, that he's God, and we don't have to be afraid or dismayed. Even if wars rise against us, this was such an encouraging message. I thank God for it. I thank God for evangelists. Maybe I'll just keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life. Keep preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have any other remarks at this time? If not, the Lord has spoken. We're going to turn the remainder of this broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for all that has been said and done. Thank God for the beautiful message that came through Evangelist May on this evening. Amen. Amen. God is letting us know to fear not, for I am with thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. Amen. He said, I will help
thee. Yeah.
Amen. Yes, in the time of trouble, I will help thee. Amen. When wars rise against us, I will help thee. When an enemy comes to destroy us with his tongue, I will help thee. Hallelujah. When we get in the trouble, I will help thee. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you always. Even unto the end of the world, he's right there
with us.
When we're in the trouble, God is right there. Amen. I just thank God. He said, fear not, thou old worm, Jacob. Amen. Even though he called Jacob a worm, a little old worm. Amen. All they had to do was crush him, step on him. But he began to let him know to fear not, for I am with thee. I will help thee. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
the wars may rise against us. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The flood may overtake us. But God is right there. Right there to uphold us. With his right hand of righteousness, he'll pull us out. He'll pull us out of the fire. He'll pull us out of the fire. He'll pull us out of the trouble. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is good. Hallelujah. It's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Such an encouraging message tonight. Amen. God is encouraging us tonight. Amen. He is encouraging us and letting us know. Amen. That he is with us. He is with us. Amen. And I just thank God for it tonight. I'm encouraged through the word of God. Amen. He's God, and there is none beside him.
Amen.
He said, I am God, and there is none other. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. People are pretending to be God.
Yes.
Amen. Trying to compassionate God.
Amen.
He's a loving God.
And he's also a terrible God.
Yes.
Amen. I just thank God. I'm scared up at the word. I'm not trying to come behind the preacher.
That's
the
all
word
right.
of God was good tonight. Amen. It was good. Amen. And it got my little soul stirred up. Those are my favorite scriptures. Those are a few of my favorite scriptures.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those scriptures. Amen. Because I tell you, they're so encouraging. Amen.
Yeah.
God began to let us know to fear not. Don't even worry about it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't worry about what the enemy is doing. Amen. Because he's not going to stop
Amen.
Until God rein him in.
Amen.
He's not going to stop. I just thank God for all things. I'm going to give the service back into the hands of Anna's man.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word of God. My soul is even encouraged. The Lord speaking his words and telling me, telling us what he will do and that he will
yeah.
be with us. And he said that those that was incensed against us, he said they're going to be ashamed and they're going to be confounded. And he said they shall be as nothing. Oh, my God, sometimes people think they're something, think they're more than this one. Glory to God. Have mercy, O Lord. But I tell you, God is on our side. He said, they shall be as nothing. Glory to God. And he said, they that strive with thee shall perish. Now, these are the words of the Lord. These are not my words. It's God's word. And whatever he said,
Amen.
I believe it. And I stand on it. He said, they shall be as nothing. And he said, they shall perish. Stand on the word of God. Take him at his word. Everything will be all right for the people of God. I'm encouraged tonight.
Yes.
You are too. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there anything else? I like to say, go ahead, Daniel.
I was just going to say, I mean, the praise doesn't stop here.
No.
Even after the broadcast and we hang up, I'm yet praising God on the inside because that word really encouraged my heart.
Yes, amen. Amen. Glory to God. I just thank God. I tell you, I feel so much better thanking God for what he has done. No wonder the psalmist said, I will sing unto the Lord because he had dealt bountifully with me. Those are some beautiful words, beautiful scriptures. I thank the Lord for this entire broadcast. I enjoyed all of the songs, the word of God, the exhortations, the words of encouragement. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me and this broadcast that the Lord will bless us and praise for the prayer mission. Although Satan is fighting against us, we keep standing on the word of God because we know that God will come out the winner at the end. So we thank the Lord for all things, and I wanted to make mention, I'm asking all of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me. I'm in a battle right now, but I know God is the winner of the battle. I can't fight it on my own, but the Lord, he said he will fight for me, and that's what I'm trusting in. I'm scheduled to preach Lord's will on the Deliverance Temple
prayer line.
Yes,
thank the Lord, on Thursday night, if the Lord's will. But I ask you to pray for me because I'm dealing with a situation. But I know that God is a deliverer. It's the affliction I'm fighting to get through it. And I'm asking you to pray for me and keep me in your prayers. So it's with us. If that's it, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Lord's will. God bless you, and good night.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.